Personal and personnel. Personal, ending al, is an adjective meaning something private to a person. Personnel, ending double nel, can be a noun or an adjective and is used to describe the people or employees of an organization. For example, did anyone leave any personal belongings in the boardroom yesterday? I found a briefcase and an umbrella. A meeting of the personnel and training department will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the main conference room. Principal and principal. Principal, ending al, can be a noun or an adjective, meaning main. Principal, ending le, which is always a noun, refers to an ideal or an underlying rule. For example, the principal reason for us meeting today is to review progress. Here, principal ends in al. The Articles of Association set out the principles about shareholder meetings, voting rights and proxies. In this case, principles ends in les. Stationary and stationery. Stationary, ending ary, is an adjective meaning standing, not moving or fixed. Stationary, ending ery, is a noun meaning writing material, like an envelope. Please do not get off of the bus until it is completely stationary, ending ary. We need to do a stationary check. How many envelopes do we have left? Stationary, ending ery. There, and there. There, spelled T-H-E-I-R, is a possessive adjective meaning belonging to them. There, spelled T-H-E-R-E, is an adverb meaning in or at that place. If you confuse the spelling of these words, make a mental link between here and there. There, spelt T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, is a shorter version of they are, the apostrophe indicating the missing letter A. Two, and two. Two, spelt T-W-O, is always and only a number. Two, spelt T-O-O, is an adverb, and it can be placed after the verb and mean as well or also. It can also be used to modify an adjective, for example, too hot or too cold. To, spelt T-O, is a preposition, to the sea, to him. It is also always used in infinitives, to come, to go, to drink, to sleep. Unconscious and subconscious. Unconscious refers to being unaware or unplanned. Subconscious refers to mental processes of which we are not aware. For example, I was unconscious of my retirement bonus, but subconsciously I felt positive. uninterested and disinterested. Uninterested means not interested or not taking an interest, whereas disinterested means impartial or unbiased. For example, you seem quite uninterested in anything I have to say. We need a disinterested third party who can judge this issue fairly. Valuable and invaluable. Valuable means something of worth. Invaluable means that the value is so high that you can't even guess at it. There is also, with invaluable, a suggestion of value so great that you couldn't manage without it. For example, my aunt left me a box of old watches. One of them was a valuable old Rolex. It was worth more than any of the others. The chairman thanked the committee for their invaluable support during a difficult time. He'd never have coped without their help. Weather and weather. Weather, spelt W-H-E-T-H-E-R, is a conjunction introducing a choice or option. Weather, spelt W-E-A-T-H-E-R, is a noun meaning an atmospheric state. For example, you seem unsure whether you'd prefer the red wine or the white wine, spelt W-H-E-T-H-E-R. And the weather forecast is for sunny spells tomorrow, spelt W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Who and whom? The easiest way to decide which one to use is to determine whether you are referring to he, she, or they, in which case use who, or him, her, or them, in which case use whom. This concludes the podcast on commonly confused words and phrases. I do hope you have found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.